Alfred, Sam and I are presenting to you our homily in three acts from three different perspectives. We think you'll catch on. May the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in your sight, our Creator and Sustainer. Amen. Sarah read from Philippians. I'm going to read a little bit of the same and read beyond what where she left off, with a little more inflection in certain areas. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind. Do nothing from selfishness or conceit, but in humility count others better than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Do all things without grumbling or questioning, that you may be blameless and innocent, without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. For God is at work in you, both to will and to work for God's good pleasure. That's Paul to the Philippians. Now, Matthew wrote a little bit about Jesus, too. Matthew says, Jesus taught his disciples, and therefore us, to be meek so we inherit the earth, to hunger and thirst for righteousness so we become satisfied, to be peacemakers so we shall be called sons of God, to persecute for righteousness' sake so that the kingdom of heaven is ours. He goes on. Jesus went all about Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. His fame spread throughout all Syria. Syria? Really? So call me a cynic, but just look out there. Clearly the meek are not inheriting. They're getting slaughtered. Those made in God's image starve and thirst in ever greater numbers. And we humans from every tribe, made in God's image, with dominion over every creeping thing, we persecute others with abandon, based on our own self-serving definitions of righteousness. So help me out. Be a deacon? What can I possibly do? What's in it for me? What can I possibly do to understand and separate centuries of righteousness from self-righteousness? I don't have the time. I've got my own issues, my own to-do lists, my own dreams and visions. This is the U.S. of A. Everyone for themselves. What's in it for me? Something. Paul wrote to Timothy, Timothy 6, that, quote, there is great gain in godliness with contentment, for we brought nothing into the world, and we cannot take anything out of the world. Paul continues, those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, and fall into many senseless and hurtful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. Paul wrote that we are to shun all this, to aim at righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness, to fight the good fight of the faith, to aim at righteousness and gentleness. Maybe Paul realized we are not perfect. And even if not perfect, can we do something? Are we expected to do something? Are we to be better deacons by not being perfect?